Enjoy that singing this morning. Say amen.
Amen.
I think I want them to do that. I have a father again tonight. I kind of like that. Amen. Remember back years ago when Brother Wayne and Sister Penny Ball would sing that in our church, and Brother Wayne's in heaven now, and I'm glad the kids resurrected that old song. That's a blessing. Take your Bible this morning. Turn with me to Luke chapter number 15. Luke chapter number 15. I had an old fella, probably in his 70s, sat down on the front row with me on Monday night. I was preaching in Jigger, Louisiana, and the old man sat down beside me, and he said, "Hey, boy, how long you preach?" I said, "I've been preaching 20-something years." He said, "No, I mean how long you gonna preach?" I said, "Till I get on." He said, "Right answer." Hallelujah. I know some of y'all's wondering this morning, "Hey, boy, how long you gonna preach?" Till I get done. Amen. Luke chapter number 15. Thanks for praying for us. We did have a great, great meeting there in Louisiana on Wednesday night. They said it was probably the greatest meeting in the history of their church. I preached that message on the home, Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Little did I know, I had no earthly idea. There was two couples in the church that were separated, and they were both there in the church together and got in the altar and got right. There was two men that were disgruntled at the church and trying to pull people away and had been out for a couple of months. They were both there, went to the altar and got right. I mean, it was just a blessing. Amen. So I appreciate your prayers and thank God that He still uses us a little bit. Amen. Luke chapter number 15, I want to just revisit an old familiar story for a few minutes this morning. And to begin with, you'll think, why are you preaching this on Father's Day? But I want to look for a few minutes at the prodigal son. How many of you know who he is? Come on, talk to me. The rest of you need to read your Bible. Amen? The prodigal son. The Bible said in verse number 12 of Luke 15, or verse number 11, the Bible said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me," and he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. The Bible said in verse 14, when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. The Bible said in verse 15, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine, and he would have fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And the Bible said he came to himself, and he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Amen. And the son said unto him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son." But the father said to his servants, "Bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand." By the way, that ring was a signet ring. It signified that he was a member of the family. I'm glad he didn't call him a servant, but a son. He said, "Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet." He said, "Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again. And he was lost and is found." And they began to be merry. Just for a few minutes this morning, I want to look at maybe a different aspect, or look at this prodigal son in a little different light. We always talk about the boy wasting his life out in sin and returning to the Father and finding forgiveness, and he did, and that is a wonderful thing. But I want to talk about what God saw in this young man. When I was a kid growing up, there was a game show that came on television, and it was called To Tell the Truth. Anybody remember that? And they would have like three people on a panel, and they would all pretend to be the same person. And then the contestant's job was to ask questions and figure out who the real one was. So if it was Charles Dyer, we had these three men pretending to be Charles Dyer. We would investigate them by asking them questions, and we'd try to guess which one was the real Charles Dyer. And at the end of the show, anybody remember what they would say? They would say, would the real Charles Dyer please stand up? Amen? Y'all remember that? Would the real Charles Dyer? This morning, I want to talk to you with this thought in mind. Would the real men please stand up? Would the real men please stand up? Listen, if we're lacking anything in America, it's men. Amen. As I travel across this country, you would not believe how much I see women having to do in our churches. Amen. Because the men are sorry. You said, boy, it's Father's Day. You're supposed to be honoring us. I am honoring you. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. I wouldn't give you a dime for a preacher that wouldn't tell you the truth. Amen. I'd run him out of town on a rail, let him join up with the Osteen crowd. Amen. We need some men in America. Amen. That's something I noticed about Australia. When we were there, for 14 days, and the people over there, they don't just talk different, they are different. It's a rough country, and it's made those men, they're tough. Amen. You said, you egotistical? No, I'm a man. Amen. We got too many softies in America. Amen. Amen. We got too many brothers preaching like sisters. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. Amen. I want a man to preach to me. Amen. Hey, it's getting quiet in here, Brother Freddie. You may have to help me this morning. We need some men. My son, when they were in school, they would, them boys, when something got a little tough, they'd say, you better man up. Amen. Some of us just need to man up. We need some real men to stand up in America and just say, yeah, we ain't having this. Amen. Oh, yes. We need to stand up to our government and say, no more. We need to stand up to the liberals and say, no more. Are we all right this morning? You say, what's that got to do with the story? I'll show you. When we look at this young man's life and we study his life, what we see is a brat. I mean a spoiled, rotten brat. When he looked at his father and said, give me what's coming to me, he ought to punched him in the mouth and said, there you go. Amen. I mean, he ought to just knocked his running lights out and said, there it is, son. That's what you got coming right there. Yes, amen. But instead, that father gave him his inheritance, gave it all to him. And we find this boy in the hog pen about to eat with the hogs. His life is a mess. Amen. You know what you'd have said if you'd have walked by him? Nasty punk, dirt bag. Amen. But all we would see is what's on the outside. All we would see is a boy who had wasted his life with riotous living. All we would see was a boy who was flat broke and had no friends. All we would see was a boy who had blown his entire inheritance living in sin. All we would see is a ruined life. But I'm glad that down inside there was something that you and I can't see. But there's something that his father and mother couldn't see. There was something society couldn't see. Only God in heaven could see. There was a real man inside just waiting to be resurrected. Amen. Amen. And there's a real man inside of every one of us that God is just waiting and longing to resurrect. Amen. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about Ephesians chapter number 2. The Bible said, in you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Before I got saved, there was no spiritual man in my heart or in my life. I was spiritually dead. One of my fisherman heroes is he's a weirdo, and I won't say his name, but he's into all this Indian stuff, and he calls himself a spiritualist. Now, how can you be a spiritualist when you have no spirit? Amen. How can you be a spiritualist when your spirit is dead? Listen, this young man, the father said, this my son was what? Dead and is alive. Something resurrected in the hog pen that afternoon. Can I get a witness right? How many of you dads, how many of you men remember when you were in the hog pen of life, lost and on your way to hell, but there arose something inside your soul that made you say, there's got to be something better than this. I think I will arise and run to my Father. Amen. I remember that night something arose in my soul. And I ran to my father by the way of Jabez.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. And come to know Christ as my Savior.
Yes,
society looks at a young man like this and says there's no hope.
Amen.
They said that I was destined for prison. Destined for prison. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Somebody in my own family.
Yep. Come on. Amen.
Yeah. Said he'll be in jail. It was my dad. Said he's going to be dead or in jail. I'm glad God can see past what you and I can see.
Yeah,
yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, listen, you bunch of religious, I'll be careful this morning. You nice people. You nice little Pharisees, listen to me careful. You see that old boy come in who's a little rough around the edges?
Yeah.
Don't dress like you dress. Don't walk like you walk. Don't Amen. Talk like you talk. Hey, let me tell you something. God can see something you can't see.
Yes,
God looks past the clothes. God can look past the sin. And God can look right down inside the soul
Amen.
And raise that one that you're looking down at to be your preacher one day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are you listening this morning? If we could only see as God does. But here's the problem. We can't. We can't. I have no earthly idea what your potential is. But God knows. Brother Charles Williams was my pastor for years. I don't care where we're at, if we're in a nursing home, a funeral home, or he came here and preached for us a few months ago. He has to tell everybody he runs into, this was the meanest kid in our church. Don't he, Mom? He tells everybody, this was the meanest. I run into him to dry cleaners the other day. Don't know the lady from Adam. And Brother Charles said, you know who this is? This is Eddie White. He pastors the Happy Valley. Meanest kid I ever knew. That's how he introduced me. Meanest kid I ever knew. I wasn't that bad.
Amen.
I wonder. And I said this in the funeral of Brother Jabez. Brother Jabez led me to Christ, but not only that, he was my principal in school. I went to Victory Christian Academy, and Brother Jay was my principal. Our junior year, me and Norman's little brother, Roger, we had a contest to see who could get the most whoopings. We really did. We got a paddling every day. Every day. Oh, yeah. And we was keeping score. I forgot who won. But old Jay, he'd bring us in the office. And I love Brother Jay. He's just honest. He'd say, grab your toes, son. And he'd just grin. He'd say, I promise you one thing. This is going to hurt you a whole lot worse than it's going to hurt me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And he'd lay one into you and he'd say, you like that? I got some more. Amen. Oh, and he'd tear my rear end up. I wonder if he knew he was whooping his pastor. Amen. I wish I'd have knew then what I know now. Amen. I'd have turned around and preached to him. Amen. You never know. You never know what God has planned for somebody's life.
Amen.
As far as this young man considered, all he cared about, if I could just go home and be a slave on my daddy's farm. If I could just go back, little did he know that afternoon he'd be wearing a robe. Little did he know he'd have the family ring back on his finger. Little did he know that there'd be shoes on his feet. Little did he know that they'd be throwing a party, praising the Lord for his return.
Amen.
We never know. I would love to see God bring the real man out of some of you. I have watched it in some of your lives. I've seen the transformation take place that what God has done in you. Amen. 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 Number one prayer request from our bus children. Pray for my daddy. Pray for my mama. A lot of our bus children are growing up just like me without a daddy. Without a daddy. Listen, Dad, your children need you. Your children need you. I looked this up last night on the internet. They said 63% of American youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 63%, that's over half. That's over half the teenage suicides in America. You say, what's it got to do with it? Could it be that it's because there's not a father in the home? Amen. Could it be because there's not a father in the home? And what about the other percent? Could it be because there's a father's there but won't assume the role? Amen. 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 90%. 85% of all children that exhibit behavioral disorders are from fatherless homes. 80% of rapists motivated by displaced anger come from fatherless homes. Isn't that wild? 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. Listen to this, and then I'm going to tell you where I got this statistic. 85% of all youths sitting in prisons grew up in fatherless homes. 85%. Do you know where that statistic came from? Fulton County, Georgia jail population. That's right here. 85% of the young people sitting in Fulton County or the surrounding area jails this morning are from fatherless homes. What are you saying? We need some real men in America to do what God ordained us to do, and that's me, Daddy. Amen. Y'all all right this morning? There's a real man. God is waiting. Listen, when God instituted the home, He only instituted two things. He only started two institutions. The home and the church. And they were both very important to Him. And you know what He did? He set up an order for the home. He gave the home a husband who was to be the head of the house and a wife who is to be subject to her own husband. And then He gave the fruit of the womb children who were to obey their parents and honor their father and their mother. God set that up. I didn't. Are you listening to me? He did not give Cain and Abel two mommies. Hey, you say, I don't like that. You ain't preaching. I am. He didn't give Cain and Abel two mommies. He didn't give them two daddies. It was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Are you listening? Why did God do that? There'd be no population. God's not stupid. Don't you think it takes a man and a woman to procreate and conceive and bear children? Two men can't have a child. I ain't never seen a pregnant man. Some of y'all looking like it. I ain't ever seen no pregnant man. Amen. Where's Rusty when you need him? Amen. Well, y'all all right this morning? I'm making some of you mad. You say, well, I've got family members who are homosexual. Love them. But don't accept their lifestyle. Amen. Amen and amen. Love them. Don't be cruel. Don't be mean. Don't be hateful. Love them. If they come in here, you say, would they be welcome in our church? Most certainly. Most certainly. And we'd love them and treat them like human beings and preach exactly what we're preaching this morning. Amen. I don't know how I got on that, Brother Charles. There may be a shim in here this morning. I don't know. Listen careful. We need some men in America. I'd like to see those statistics turn and go the other way, wouldn't you? Amen. I'd like to see those statistics turn and go the other way. We need some real men. Hey, and that real man is down inside you. I wonder how many of us would raise our hands and could honestly say this morning, I know I'm the man I ought to be. Amanda, put your hand down. That's probably true. You asked for it. I know I could improve. My children are grown. My children are grown, but I can still be a better father. Amen. I've been married 26 years, but I can still be a better husband. I've been saved. I've been saved 26 years, 25 years. I can still be a better Christian. Come on, talk to me this morning. There's still more of me God's wanting to resurrect. There's still more of my life that God's wanting to bring forth and bring out. And there's still more of you that God wants to see mature into what you can be. Amen. Thank God I ain't what I used to be. Amen. And I ain't what I'm going to be. Amen. I'm going to be just like Him. Amen. When He comes. Listen, we see in this scripture... Ah, goodness, how'd y'all sing so long? In verse number 13, we see the real man submerged. He's there, but he's hidden. In verse 13, the Bible said, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance and riotous living. We see the real man submerged. He's there, but you just can't see. You know what? He's the same kid that left home. He's the same kid that came from a good family. Amen. You listen to me careful. I want to call some names this morning. Somebody can't stand it. If it had been a few years ago, I would have. But there's young men in here. I got one on my heart burning right now. There's a young man right here in this room this morning. Grew up in this church. All his life. Grew up in this church all his life. And when I hear people talk about him now, it's pray for him. He ain't doing good. He ain't doing good. Hey, he's the same kid that left here. He may have found the hog pen, but he's the same kid that left here. He's the same kid that grew up in this place. He's the same kid that grew up in this school. He's the same kid that used to sing in the youth choir. Hey, man, he just needs God back in his life again. Hey, he's in there somewhere. I know he is. I know his heart. I know his heart. I know he still loves his preacher. Amen. You better listen to me this morning. He's there. He's just submerged. And we need the Holy Ghost of God to come in and clean all the junk off and clean all the sin off and bring him back into the family and put the robe on him, the shoes on him, and put the ring on his finger. Stop looking down your nose. I'm tired of Christians. Can you believe so-and-so actually came to church? Well, I wish you'd have stayed home. Amen. Snobs. No wonder people don't want to go to church no more. Bunch of jerks. I feel a preaching spell coming on. Amen. Hallelujah. I had a man come to me one time. I gotta be careful. Yeah, I do. I gotta be. Had a man come to me one time. He said, I need to see you in your office. I said, all right. Every time he wanted to see me, it was something. Whiny baby, junk. Got in my office. He said, I don't know if you're aware of this, but brother so-and-so smokes pot. I said, I know. That's where my wife gets hurt. He said, brother so-and-so smokes pot. I said, you know, normally when you come and tell me something, you're not telling me something I don't already know. He said, why ain't you done something about it? I said, I've been doing something about it every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Crossed his arms, said, well, I want to know what you're doing. I said, I'm preaching to him, and I'm loving him. He said, I think we'll have a conference and vote him out of the church. I said, I'll vote you out of the church. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, and they ain't right with God, church where they ought to be. Ain't living right, church, where they ought to be. Don't look down your nose. Hey, they're just as good. They're just as good as you are. Amen. They just don't hide their junk as well. Y'all all right? Just smile and nod. You be all right. I'm glad they're here. Bring them all. Amen. I said bring them all. God wants to do something in their heart. God wants to do something in their life. Let me tell you something. Only God can transform a life. Amen. You know, I used to get real discouraged when I'd preach and people just didn't change. But I finally learned it was my job to tell them. It's God's job to turn them. Amen. I ain't never changed nobody. And neither of you, so quit trying. Let's just tell them the truth. Let's pray for them and let God do it. Amen. And I probably won't even preach all this morning. I know some of y'all done already. But I bet while this boy's in the hog pen, there's somebody down at the old farmhouse praying for their son. I got a feeling. I ain't trying to add nothing to the Bible. I wouldn't do that. But I got a feeling that daddy is watching for him. Said he saw him a great way off. He might have been sitting on the front porch with his Nikon binoculars. People come by and say, "What are you doing, Mr. Jones?" "I'm watching for my boy. He went out of here a while ago. He's probably about broke. He's probably about broke." You know what they say? They'll come home when they get hungry. Woo, there's application right there. You come home when you get hungry. You may go out there in the world for a while, but when tragedy comes in your life, you don't call the party crowd. You call the preacher. Amen. Amen. He said, "He's probably hungry now. He's probably done spent all that money." I think it might be today. But you know God's watching for you too. He's watching for you to come home. He's watching for you to come crawling down out of that balcony and get on the altar and get hold of God. He's watching for you to come crawling out of the middle and on the right and on the left and get hold of God this morning and say, "Father, I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against you. God, just make me a servant."
Yes, sir.
Amen. He's just waiting and watching to restore you. Amen. The real man was submerged. He's in there all along. God just had to bring him out. The real man was just trying to survive.
Amen.
You ever feel like that's all you're doing in life, man? You're just trying to survive. Do you know God's got more for you than that?
That's right. Amen.
You understand that? God's got more for you than just, we're in survival mode. The economy's bad, blah, 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 blah. There's oil in the ocean. Big whoop.
Amen.
Set it on fire.
Amen.
That just goes to show you how many idiots there are in this country. They can put a man on the moon, and they can't stop a leak. Something wrong. Something bad, bad wrong. Amen. I believe me and Pop take his plumbing truck, go down there and fix that thing right up. Amen. I believe it could, Brother Freddie. Might make a little money. Amen. The real man was just trying to survive. Listen, what we need to realize is God had a vision for this prodigal son. And God has a vision for you. The world's vision for me as a teenager might have been jail. But God said, "No, I've got another vision. I've got another vision." While we were sneaking in, what was that old guy's name? Wheeler Gore. While we were sneaking in Wheeler Gore's catfish pond and bullets whizzing by our head, that old rascal would shoot at you, wouldn't he, brother? While we were sneaking in his pond and them bullets was going by my head, God was saying, "Nope, I got plans for this one. He may be stealing catfish right now, but I got plans for this one." Amen. I got plans for this one right here. Thank God, God had a vision for my life and God has a vision for your life. Amen. I remember when they called me and said, "There ain't no hope for Jason Chip. He's done. Just count him out."
Yeah.
I'm glad God sees past what even our own families can see. Hallelujah. I'm glad God can see what you and I can't see. Amen. So what we need to do is just see or try to see what God sees and have faith that God can do what God does.
Yeah.
Amen. God had a vision for this young man. I believe God had some faith in this young man. I believe God says, "I believe he's going to be all right. If he'll just trust me, he's going to be all right."
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
He had a vision for it. Amen. And God had patience with this young man. You know what the Bible said he is? The Bible says he's long-suffering.
Yes, sir.
Amen. What if God was impatient was as impatient with you as you are your children sometimes. Aren't you glad he's long-suffering?
Yes, sir.
If he wasn't so long-suffering, he'd have jacked me up a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
And you too.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of us just honestly in our heart this morning, we know God ought to just strike us down right where we are.
Amen, bro.
Amen. You ever heard those saying, if I walked in the church, the roof would cave in?
Yeah.
Ain't no danger of that here.
Yeah.
Because there's some wicked folks walk through these doors.
Yeah.
Amen.
We got a good roof. Good roof. We could sell that to Nassau, amen?
Yeah.
We got a good roof. We even got a name for it. It's grace.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. We're standing. Woo! We're standing under the mighty grace of God.
Yeah.
We're not getting what we deserved. Yeah. If we had that, we'd be in hell with our back broke. But we're getting mercy this morning. Because God is patient. God is patient. I had it all to do over again. I'd have got saved the first time God ever dealt with my heart as a boy.
Amen.
Amen. But God was patient. He let me go all the way to 19 years old. Let me go through all them car wrecks. Mom, how many cars did I wreck? Every one you ever owned? And every one I ever owned? I piled them up like cordwood. Amen. Jay would say, I got to work on somebody else's vehicles. Stop wrecking. Amen. God was merciful.
Yes, sir, brother.
Amen. God was patient. He could have went ahead and let me die, like several of my friends I grew up with did. He could have let me go. He could have said, I'm tired of fooling with you. I've gave you every chance. You're not getting another one. Boy, this is it. That telephone pole is taking you out. But God was patient. I believe that New Year's Eve, the Lord said, I'm going to go by one more time. I'm going to go by one more time.
Amen.
I've given him 19 years. He's cussed me. He's taken my name in vain. Every other breath. He's shunned the gospel. He's heard some of the greatest preaching there ever is. Society's give up on him, but I'm going to go by one more time. Well, I'm glad he came.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad he was patient. I'm glad he was patient. Amen. We see the old boy submerged. He's in there. We see him just trying to survive. We see him suggesting. He said, I will arise. I will arise. The Bible said he came to himself. You ever look in the mirror and just ain't real happy with what you see? Come on. Just ain't real pleased with what you've become. Huh? Maybe it's time some of us came to ourselves this morning and made a decision.
Amen.
I will arise. Did that boy's life change?
Yes, sir.
It changed drastically.
Yeah.
But he had to make a decision first. Some of y'all need to make a decision right now and say, when Brother Eddie gives that altar call, I will arise.
Amen.
And go to my Father,
yeah,
and say to him, Father, I've sinned. I will arise. Won't you make that decision right now?
Yes,
be the best thing you can do on Father's Day.
That's right.
Amen. You say, well, I'm not a father. Well, you're a son or a daughter. Be the best thing you could ever do.
That's
what if you call your daddy when you get home and say, Daddy, I got right with God today?
Yeah. Amen.
Wouldn't that be a blessing?
Amen.
Amen. What if daddy could look at his children and say, kids, daddy got right today?
Amen, bro.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. We all right?
Yeah.
Listen. Then lastly, we see the real man in his supreme condition. He's got a robe on his back. You know what that robe does? That robe covers.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't imagine he was real clean when he come down that road.
Amen, bro.
I don't imagine he even looked like part of the family. Can you imagine? I mean, they're probably well-to-do folks. I mean, I know if my son came to me today and said, give me my inheritance. Son, I ain't even got no change. Here's all my bills. Good luck. He had some inheritance to get.
Yeah,
I imagine when he come down that road, he was mighty dirty. I imagine the world had had a pretty good effect on him. But boy, when he put that robe on, and he put that ring on his finger, he started to look like the family again. Amen. He's starting to look like what God wants him to. He's got shoes on his feet. Not hog slop in his belly, but beef. Amen. Listen to me this morning. Would the real man please stand up? Is he in there somewhere? Maybe just backslid, cold, and away from God. Why don't you make that decision this morning? I will arise and go to my Father. How long has it been since you even prayed? Think about it seriously this morning. Maybe you're here this morning, you've never been saved. You're not 100% sure if you died right now, you'd go to heaven. You ought to get that thing settled right here today. Right here today. Let's stand to our feet all over the house. Brother Todd, y'all come. Get us a song. Listen, before they sing this morning, I'll have you out of here in just a minute. But let's bow our heads all over the house. Nobody looking around. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. I wonder if there's somebody here today. Say, Brother Eddie, I'm not sure about my soul. I can't promise you that if I died right now, that I'd see you in heaven. If you can really know that, I'd like to get it settled in my heart. Preacher, would you just pray for me? I won't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I just want to pray for you. Anybody like that, just slip up your hand. Preacher, I'm not sure. I don't know if I died right now. Heaven would be my home. Please pray for me. Anybody, you just slip your hand up and put it right back down. God bless you, sir. God bless your heart. Thank you. Anybody else? We're just going to pray. Preacher, I know I'm saved. There ain't no doubt in my mind I know that I'm saved. But I also know I ain't where I ought to be. I know I'm not doing what God wants me to do with my life. Please pray for me, preacher, and I'd get back where I ought to be. Anybody like that? Hands all over this building. Thank you for being honest. Thank you. Let's just pray together. Fathers, we come before you this morning. We just want to say we love you. Thank you, Lord, for loving old prodigal sons like me. God, thank you for being patient and merciful. Lord, thank you for your word that convicts our heart and brings us back into reality again, God. Lord, you saw every hand that was raised this morning. You know every heart. Father, I pray you'd have your way in this invitation. God, do that which only you can do. Lord, reach that place inside of man, God, that only you can go. God, I just pray that you'd do it this morning, Lord, before it's too late. We do love you and we do thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.